Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yediv Nafshi, Moshe Yehuda ben Peshadina. You should have bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadav. We've been learning through this sugya of rov and miut, and we've seen great yesodos from the illustrious Rosh Yeshiva, Moreinu Rabbeinu Hagaon Reb Chaim Shmuel Levit, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And now we're going to see more. In the previous shir, we spoke, as we did in shir before that as well, about two types of miut. Is da miut command the iso? Is da miut command the less? There's one miut that even after the rov beats the miut, but the miut still exists. The rov doesn't completely eliminate the miut. There are other miuts that the rov completely eliminates. That's miut command the less. And we spoke about nafkaminas. One nafkamina is that when do we say rov v'chazaka? You go after the rov. That is when the miut is command alesa. But if the miut is command isa, the miut is a significant miut. We said it's a miut hamatsui, it's a common miut, or it's two miutim. So in such an instance, that's mitzarev, that miut to the chazaka, and the rov doesn't beat it. It's one nafkamina. We saw noch nafkamina by hotzos mamon. When do we say you follow the rov? When do you say that by otsas mamon? When do you say that b'mamon? Hochen achar harov lohitzimon me'ana muchzik l'fi rav. That's only if it's a miut command alesa. Miut command alesa, you can be motzi mamon. But if it's a miut command isa, if the miut still exists even after there's a rov, the rov doesn't completely wipe out and eliminate the miut, you can't be motzi mamon. It's not strong enough to be motzi mamon. Those are the gevaldik nafkaminas that we saw in the previous year. It's geschmack. Now, megayit vayter, as they say in ancient Greek. I don't know if you speak Greek, but sometimes in the shirim we throw in some Greek. The Rambam writes in the 15th parak of Hilchos Surei B, Halacha Chof Zayin, Bakanta Rambam, Yehoili shekol medino. They say that in Satmar, Megillas Esther, reading Megillas Esther takes longer than in other places, because not only do they bang every time they say Haman, they bang every time they say Medina. Shekol Medina, sheyesh ba shifcho goya ruyaleilet. If you have a place, a city, a country, a town, where there is a shifcho kanainis, a non-Jewish woman, or a goya, a regular non-Jewish woman, that can give birth, and then you find an asufi there, you just find a kid one day, you're walking down the street, you're walking down Main Street, and all of a sudden you see a baby lying there. Who does it belong to? Does it belong to a Yiddish mame or a Goyish mame? What type of baby is it? Mativo shel yelad ze? It's a suffix. So what does the suffix do? He can marry, like the Rambam explains, he can marry a Gioris. He can marry a Gioris, this is Sufi. That's what he's called. It's called an Asufi. Asfuotum and Ashik. So he marries the Gioris, and now this Gioris, his wife, this is years later, right? He's a baby. When he's a baby, he's not getting married yet, right? We like young, getting married young maybe sometimes, but young. 21, 22 is pretty young, but not a baby. In any event, so you have this young man marries a Gioris, and now this Gioris, who's married to this Asufi, has Bia with another man, Rachmana Litzlan. The Shaila is, if you give them a Chiyuv Misa. Because on one hand, maybe she's married to a good Jewish boy. She's an Eishes Ish. CP, capital punishment. Or no. What do we say? We say, maybe he's a goy, and she's not an Eishes Ish. There's no Chiyuv Misa. Not an Eishes Ish, Eishes Ish Yisrael. So then, Habola Potter. What's the din? So the Rambam says, "Abola Potter, Shein Orgim Misafik." I already gave it away. The Rambam says that if somebody has beer with her, he's pater. Why? Because ain hargin misafik. Because we don't kill misafik. And maybe she's really not an eshes ish. If she's not an eshes ish, she doesn't deserve to die. Or does he? Ain hargin misafik abola pater. Because maybe she's married to a guy. Ad kan divrei Rambam. Comes the Ravid. And the Ravid says, wait a second. Rambam, I know you're busy and you're a doctor and you have a thriving practice. You have a lot of talmidim and you're writing a lot of books. You have a lot of tzaras in life. But mekenish vergessen enough in a gemore. Steht in gemore in Sanhedrin. Samach tes. Shehochim medinei nefashis achar rov. In dinei nefashis, you follow the rov. Oy bazoi. If it's a rov Yisrael, then you have to assume that this is Sufi Yisrael, and that she's an Eishes Ish, and it is a Chi of Misa. So that's the first kasha. Holchem b'dinei nefashis achar rov. So how come you don't follow the rov here, Rambam? How come you say you're choshish for the miut? Then maybe it's a goy. If it's rov Yisrael, you got to say it's Yisrael. The oid. Another question. In the Seches Machshirin, Rabbi Yehuda says that if there was a goya or a shivcha there, she is chashud ala hashlich. She is the suspected of casting away this child. Not a Jewish thing to do. But we don't paskin. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like the Rabbanan. As the Magid Mishnah says, Mikol Divrei Aperek Muchach, that the Rambam paskins like the Rabbanan. So, we have two kashes. The erste kash is, what about Ein Holchem Medina Fosh Sachar Rov? So you have to follow the Rov. And B, in Maseches Machshirin, it's Rabbi Yehuda who says that we're Choshed the that a goy or a shifcha threw it away, we pass him like the Rabbanan? So Reb Chaim says as follows, that it says in the Tosefta, Machshirin, that the reason of Rabbi Yehuda is that you go after rov mashlichim, most of those people who cast away children. In other words, even if rov ir is Yisrael, most of the people who live in this city are Jewish, we don't follow that rov. Why? Because rov mashlichim are goyim. The casters away are not. When was the last time you met a Jew cast away? Even though it does happen. Chaim Brisker was famous, besides his Torah, which he's most famous for, but he has to put in his kever the words Rav Chesed, because he was such a tremendous rov who did Chesed, and he did so much, Harbei Chesed. So among other things, people would put their little foundlings there, you know, girls who were impregnated and they gave birth, and it wasn't such a geschmacka thing to go home and say, yeah, look, this is my baby, I'm not married, and, you know. So the girls would just leave their babies by Reb Chaim's doorstep, and he would take care of them. They called him Reb Chaim's Memzerim. So it does happen that Jewish people are mashlich, but generally not. So rov mashlichim are goyim. So the Rebbe Yehuda says we follow that rov. Achshav tzachim lavin, what are the rabbis thinking then? What's the Rabbanim Svara? So Rabbanim Svara is that you still follow Rov Yisrael, even though Rov Mashlichim are goyim, but you still follow the fact that most people in town are Yisrael. They agree, the Metzias, that rov mashlichim are going to be shifchas or goyas. That they're not arguing. You can say, maybe they're arguing rov mashlichim are Jews. No, the Rabbanan don't hold that way. Rov mashlichim aren't Jews. The rov mashlichim are the goyas and the shifchas. Oh, so what do they argue about? But they say, you still follow rov Yisrael. Most of the people in town are Yisrael. So the argument is that the Rabbanan hold that you follow most people in town. Which rov do you follow? Since most people in town are Jewish, so you assume the child's a Jew. Rabbi Yehuda says, you follow the Rov Mashlichim. Rabbanan say, I agree with you, Rov Mashlichim are guys or shifchas, but you still follow the Rov of Yisrael. And Rabbi Yehuda says, you follow Rov Mashlichim. So it would appear, according to this, Givaldik, based on the Yisod that we've been fleshing out in the previous Shiurim, that if you have a Suffolk, you're paskin like the Rov. That's the rabbi's hold. But what do you say about the Miut? How are we going to talk about this Miut? How are we going to learn this Miut? What type of Miut is it? Is it Miut Kamandi Iso or Miut Kamandi Lesa? Is it a Miut that exists, or is it a Miut that the Rov eliminates? And the answer is, what does your logic tell you, sweetest, most beloved friends? It's Pashit, it's Miut Kamandi Iso. Of course, there's a miut still exists, because the Rabbanan agree with Rabbi Yehuda that miut can be that rov mashlichim are goyim. He just says follow rov Yisrael. Most of the people in town of Yisrael, you have to follow that rov. But there's still a miut command Yisi. You can't say that we eliminated the miut. Hare rov mashlichim are goyim. So there's still a miut goyim. That's a significant miut that's not eliminated by the rov. Ad kan bavnat hamachloket ben Rabbanan v'Rabbi Yehuda. Chshav anachnu nitkadem shlav hala. Kimim Yashiv, the Kasha, the Ravid. The Ravid brings from the Sugya on the Rabba. He says, the Rabba, what are you talking about? We learn in the Sugya, Hochim and Ufoshes Achar Rov. Vos entfert the Rabba? The Rambam darf enfer an epis zum Ravid. What's the Rambam can answer the Ravid? What we want to be here, sweet friends, is the Rambam's lawyer. Now we know that a good lawyer answers an email, $250, $500 per email, whatever every lawyer has their rate. Not every lawyer, I'm saying bad about lawyers, just lawyers, Baruch Hashem. They charge, they have to make a living too. They have mortgages to pay and kids to marry off. A lot of expenses. So, and then they do a case, you know, they're billing $600 an hour, $800 an hour, $1,200 an hour. So we're going to spend a few minutes being the Rambam's lawyer, for free. L'kodeh l'shem shemayim, l'kodeh l'shem shemayim. Don't send $1,200 checks. Nothing. We're just going to do it for free because we love the Rambam. So what's the Rambam going to answer the Ravid? What about Hochem and Ufosh Sacharov? So the answer is that Gemara is on the Rambam. The Rambam, forget nicht dem Gemara. The Rambam, don't forget Gemara. The Rambam is Azag Groisa Kop. Mil Robin nicht Azag Kop in Klal Yisrael Kimat. In the 1,000 years we've had such a cup, they say, "Mi Moishad Moishel Oyeka Moishah," from Moishe Rabbeinu to Moishe Ben Maimon. Well, the Rambam knew the Gemara in Sanhedrin, but that's his makor, because in the Gemara there, the Gemara says the Sakadaitach of Rav Huna Braid Rav Yoshua that indeed in a foshes you don't go after the Rav. Why? Because the Torah says v'shaftu eida. It's Eloeda that you do everything you can to save a person from capital punishment. We don't want to kill. We're a religion of love. The Beatles might sing about love, a lot of other rock groups. But we are really the we brought to the world V'Aftel Recha Kamocha. We love. We don't want to kill anybody. V'Shaftu Eida, they judge, they have to do everything they can to save Matzilu Eida. A lot of dinim around V'Shaftu Eida Matzilu Eida. We want to do everything we can, and frak the Gemara. Since it says in the pasuk, "V'bald shteitn pasuk, v'shavtu eida betzilu eida," you're gonna now tell me that go after the rov. Why don't we be choshish for the miut and save the person's life? That'd be so sweet. Be choshish. Why are you following the rov? V'shavtu eida betzilu eida. That's the Gemara in the Havamina. But then the Gemara proves from a number of places that hochen achar rov. Now the question is, how do we learn this Hochen Achar Rov? How does the Rambam learn this Hochen Achar Rov? Now the Maskanas HaGemara. So the answer is that the Rambam is learning that this Hochen Achar Rov is only when Miuta command the lesser. Only when the Miut is an eliminated Miut. But if the miut is still extant even after the rov, we're going to follow the miut. When do we follow the rov? When the rov eliminates the miut. But otherwise, if the miut is still there, miut kamandi isa, v'shafto eida v'tzilu eida. You got to do everything you can to save. Ein ochnach harov. Hamakom she'aravat gekshal harambam, ze makom harambam. Harabid omer, tztakel bagmara, rabbeinu harambam. Hochrem b'nefosh sach harov. Lo, harambam omer, ze nachon, ata tzodek, gam li, yesh ota gmara. But I'm learning, hochrem b'nefosh sach harov, only if miuta is command alesei. If there's no miut. But if there is a miut, v'shav repanishon, v'shav to edem etzilu eido, ratavit mir, you have to save the guy. So if it's mevatel and miut, that's a beirur gamor. Beirur gamor, we gotta do it. You know, you gotta carry out the punishment. Yiko v'dina sahar. But if it's not a beirur gamor, the miut is still there, and it's just a psak, it's achra, like we spoke about in the previous shiur. Can't kill. Kumtois, that the Ravid's two kashes answer each other. What were the two kashes? One was Gemara says Hochem Mamanachar Rov, and the other one was Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you say that it was the Shifcha or the Goya. Not Rabbanan. We follow Rabbanan. So the answer is that in a chinami. It was Rabbi Yehuda who says that you go after Rov Mashlichim, and the rabbis do argue. Aval mai nikudat hamachloket? What are they arguing on? They are arguing not that the rabbi says that Rov Mashlichim are not goyim. The rabbis agree with Rabbi Yehuda in principle that Rov Mashlichim are goyim. They are just arguing you follow the Rov of Israel that live in this town. But Rov Mashlichim are goyim. They agree with Rabbi Yehuda. So the Ravid says, oh, what about Rabbi Yehuda? So Rambam's answer is, yeah. The rabbis don't completely dispute Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbis agree with Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, because of Rabbi Yehuda, this miut is Kamandi Isa. Since my Rov Mashlichim are goyim, the miut is Kamandi Isa. The miut is Kamandi Isa. We go back to our rule of Ein Och in Nefash of Veshav Tuei Vitzilu Eido. Now you have to save him. Since there's a Rabbi Yehuda, you have to save him. So the Gemara says, Hochem Nefash Sachar Rov. The Rambam's answer is, look at Rabbi Yehuda. The rabbis agree with Rabbi Yehuda in principle that Rov Mashlichim are goyim. That means that the miut is Kamandi Isa. There is a miut. There is a miut. And it's Gevaldik. Then the Rov doesn't eliminate the miut. We go back to the Kal of Shaftu Eda Vitzilu Eda. And if somebody has Bia with this Giyores who married the Asufi, there's going to be no Chiyuv Misa. Because she's not an Eshesi. You have to assume that the husband might be a goy. You have to be Choshish for that sad. Because that miut is Kamandi Isa. Because Rov Mashlichim are goyim. The Ravid, what's the Ravid going to answer? Maybe the Ravid says that no, that the Rov is strong enough that the miut is command alessa. Maybe on that Nakudi is arguing with him. That yeah, the rabbis will agree that Rov Mashlichim are goyim. But that miut is command alessa because you still follow Rov here. But even though the Rambam klingt git in oir, the Rambam rings well, the Rambam sounds good. The Ravid, you have to work out after this. Akoponim nimtza biyadenu adritter nafkamina, the third nafkamina of this dinam chudish of miut command alessa, adding on to our previous two nafkaminas. Of we're only hochem momenachar rov when it's miut kamand alessa, and rov chazak aruba adif only when it's miut kamand alessa, and here also when are you holeich benefash of sachar rov when miut is kamand alessa. So believe me, sweet friends, as sweet as this was, it just gets better. So we have miut Hashem a lot more to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the koach and the moach and the financial means that Hashem should just give us shef of bracha on to be able to continue giving the shiurim, and we should be zocha lilmodu lamed lishmor velasos ulekayim is called divrei salmo torah subi hava amen v'amen shalom shalom sweetest and most beloved friends.